Blessed day to everyone. Welcome to our midweek study. As we continue our study on the book of Exodus, we find ourselves looking at the fourth commandment. We've already looked at the first three commandments, and what we've found out and what we've noticed is that the first three commandments are prohibitions. Pinagbabawal ng Diyos. And let us look at them by way of review. You shall not have other gods before me. First commandment. You shall not make any graven images. The second commandment. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. The third commandment. And so as we wrap up the first half of the commandment, the first half of the Decalogue, sabi natin, it can be subdivided into two halves. The first half pertains to our vertical response. It's the vertical commandment. It pertains to your relationship or your obligation or your adherence to your obedience to your God. The second half is pertaining to our relationship with the rest of the people. The horizontal commandment. So as we wrap up the first half, it reads Exodus 20 verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. The fourth word. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you for providing for us again an avenue to learn more about you, learn more about your character, and just be encouraged, Lord, by your truth. We pray that you would be with us as you teach us and you preach to our hearts. And allow us, Lord, to glean from this commandment, timeless truth, wherein we could see ourselves embracing them, living them out to the utmost glory of your name. We continue to pray that you'd allow the meditations of our hearts and minds and the words that would come out of my mouth be glorifying to you and to you alone. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Napansin niyo po ba? If you would look at the structure of the whole Decalogue, this commandment takes more verses. In fact, 4 verses. Than the rest of the commandment. Yung iba nga, tag-iisang verse lang. But this, in our English translation, takes 4 verses. And that tells me that this text is very important. And let me just say as well that this commandment is very controversial. Walang ano eh, parang there's no end to any opinion on this passage. And it remains to be controversial, even to the most respected theologians that we have. And so, why is this commandment such a source of controversy? But controversial itong commandment ito. Because there is a widespread disagreement between churches, especially now, about whether it applies to the Christians or not. Kasi ang mga opinions, we can probably say that there are two extremes of interpreting this commandment. There are those who follow strict observance of this commandment, like the Seventh-day Adventists, yung mga Sabadista. And they say, this is a forever binding commandment to us. Meron naman nagsabi na, no, this does not apply to the church. Right? So, rather than present to you both arguments, I'd like for us to look at it on a biblical and a very practical level. And we'll be doing that by asking 3 questions. Una, what does the Bible say about the Sabbath command? Ano ba? We will look at what the Bible is saying about this command. Secondly, we will see, paano ba in-interpret ni Kristo ito? How did Jesus interpret the Sabbath. And thirdly, we would try to find out ano ang kahalagahan nito para sa atin. How does this apply to us? What does it mean for us now? Okay? Now, looking at the commandment itself, it's not at all hard to understand. Pero dahil meron tayong mga presuppositions, meron tayong mga biases, we try to read into the text. And so we ask, ano ba ang may isip ng Hudyo noong time na yun? What would this command mean to the Israelites then? Look at verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What is the command? They are being told to remember something that God has in fact already told them. Punta kayo sa Exodus 16. Nalala niyo po yun? Sa Exodus 16, we see the people of Israel wandering in the wilderness and they were getting hungry. Dahil sa biyaya ng Diyos, sa kalooban ng Diyos, God provided for them manna from heaven to eat. Every day may manna para sa kanila. And sabi ng Panginoon Diyos, you just need to take enough for the day. But on the sixth day, they were told to take twice as much para saan? To cover the sixth day and the seventh day. Moses told them, Exodus 16, verse 25, eat it today, for today is a Sabbath to the Lord, pertaining to the sixth day. Today you will find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is a Sabbath, there will be none. And so, when God told the Israelites to remember, hindi lang siya intellectual remembrance. They are to set aside a special day, a particular day, as a holy day unto the Lord. They are to remember that day. At yung remember dito, mga kapatid, is not a passive remembrance. Let's say, bukas anniversary namin ng aking may bahay. Pagising ko, naalala ko, I remember that it's my anniversary. And then, wala akong ginawa para doon. Naalala ko naman eh. Wala akong ginawa para maging special yung araw na yon. I'm pretty sure Rita will be upset with me. Dahil naalala ko man, wala naman akong ginawa. So, ito hindi casual, hindi passive remembrance. It entails an active remembering. And they need to do something about it. They are to set aside a day for them to rest and make it holy. In verse 9 to 10 of this passage, we were given the how of remembering. Paano kayo mag-remember? Verse 9. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you, your son, your daughter, male servant, female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. They are to work for 6 days and then rest on the seventh day. Yung salitang Sabbath in Hebrew means actually cease or to rest, right? God was telling them to do nothing on the Sabbath. They were given a day to rest. This was meant to be a gift for the nation of Israel. But a gift. Remember, they have just been slaves in Egypt for 400 plus years. Tama? And they had no control about their work patterns then. Diba? Nung andun sila, sino nag-determine ng work pattern nila? Hindi sila. Meron silang taskmasters, remember? And so, their taskmasters were the ones who determined their work schedule. And I think hindi far-fetched kung isipin natin na baka wala ngang day off itong mga ito. They may have been working the whole week, right? Every day of the week for long hours and with heavy burden. And so, this day of rest is actually grace. Biyaya ito ng Diyos. Ito yung regalo ng Diyos sa kanila. Parang itong isang tatay o isang nanay nagsabi sa kanyang anak na, ayusin mo ang kwarto mo at pagkatapos mong gawin yan, if you have done cleaning your room, if you've done making your bed, after which, I'll give you an ice cream. Parang ganun. Or, pag natapos mo, anak, yung homework mo, mamaya meron kang treat sa akin. It's like that. It's meant, It was meant to be a refreshing and enjoyable day. It was a gift of God for His people. Verse 10, sabing ganun, it says it's a Sabbath to the Lord. That means they are to cease from work, but they are also to gather for worship. Sa Leviticus 23, verse 3, mababasa po natin, 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work. It's a Sabbath to the Lord in all your dwelling places. So, we see that they were called to stop from their regular work and to gather together to worship. Ito yung panawagan, ito yung utos ng Diyos sa kanila. Sa kanyang hinirang na bayan, to set aside this day to worship Him. Telling us, dear friends, that worship is rest. When we worship, it's a means to be refreshed. As we read the second half of verse 10, we see that this is meant for the whole household. On it you shall do no and do you shall not do any work. You, your son, your daughters, your male servant, your female servant, even the livestock or the sojourners. Para ito sa mga parents, para sa kanilang mga anak, sa kanilang mga servants, both male and female, even their livestock, yung kanilang mga alagang hayop. It even includes those foreigners that are in their stewardship. Diba? Hindi lahat ng nasa household ng Israel ay mga Hudyo. Remember, some people went with them from Egypt. Now, the fact that this includes even non-Jews, yung hindi Hudyo, brings us back to Abraham's day. And what did God promise Abraham? That through him, all peoples will be blessed, right? And we know that that points to Jesus Christ. There will come a time where every tongue, every tribe, and every nation will find their rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Sa verse 11, we would see the why of the commandment. Bakit ba ibinigay ito? Verse 11, for in 6 days the Lord have made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. So obedience to this command is not just practical, as it gives them rest, gives them refreshment. It also was very theological. It points back to creation. Friends, we imitate God when we rest from work. In Genesis, we see that God is the God who works. And God created us in His image. And so, listen, part of the dignity that we have from work is the fact that God is a worker. Remember that we said when we were looking at Genesis last year, di ba? Sabi natin, hindi kasama sa sumpa ang paggawa. That work is not part of the curse from the fall. Adam and Eve were commanded to cultivate the earth, di ba? And so work was part of the God-ordained task of man. Right? Diba sabi natin, siguro kung hindi nag-fall, sila siguro ay gumagawa na hindi ganun kahirap, gumagawa na may kagalakan sa puso talaga. And so, we also work because we are made in His image. And God is the God who works. But God is also the God who rests. Satisfied in all the work that He has done, and that is what we see in Genesis 2, verse 1. Onwards, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished His work that He had done. And He rested on the seventh day from all His work that He had done. Napansin nyo? Finished. Done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy because on it, God rested from all His work that He had done in creation. I like what the Bible is doing here. ini-emphasize na finished, done na, and so he rested. So this is not a rest caused by exhaustion. Hindi siya napagod kaya siya nagpahinga. This is rest of satisfaction. Tapos na ang ginawa ng Panginoon Diyos at he was very satisfied by it, and so he rested. And then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. It's interesting that the first time that we read that God blessing something is that he blessed a day. When we read the first time na nasulat yung blessing, it speaks of a day that he blessed. So the Sabbath, Sabbath rest is a blessing from God, a gift to his people. Pero hindi lang ito yung ginagawa ng Sabbath. This is not the only reason for the Sabbath. Yes, the Sabbath points us back to creation. It makes us look back to creation. It also points to redemption. Sa parallel passage ng Ten Commandments, sa Deuteronomy chapter 5, go there now. Are you there? Deuteronomy chapter 5, the first three commandments, pareho lang din. Pareho lang din yung sinabi, pareho yung pagkakasulat. And when we go to verse 12, talking about the Sabbath, it reads, "Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you, your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, your ox or your donkey, livestock, or any of your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates, that your male servants and female servant may rest as well as you." Pansin natin, parehong-pareho ang pagkakalapat sa Exodus 20. But in Deuteronomy, the parallel account wherein we see the retelling of the Ten Commandments, we see a different reason. It's Exodus 20 because it points back to creation. Deuteronomy 5, we read verse 15, "You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day." So, Sabbath looks back to creation and also looks back to the redemption that Israel experienced. Diba? They were in Egypt and they were slaves for 400 plus years and they've been working every day for long hours with heavy labor. But God rescued them. And now are being given a day to remember and to rejoice in God's salvation. And remember that God gave them rest. God was reminding them that He did all the work in creation. God was reminding them that He did all the work in redemption. And if they can trust God in those, creation and salvation in redemption, surely they can trust God in resting for one day from working, and God will be able to provide for them. So yung observance ng Sabbath is actually a trust issue. Trust God. He was satisfied with His creation. He delivered you through redemption. Trusting God who creates, trusting God who saves. So, kung isa-summarize natin itong ating nakita sa Sabbath commandment, anong pwedeng sabihin? It would sound this way. Remember the Sabbath. By ceasing from work, huwag kayong magtrabaho. One day out of seven. The seventh day. And the reason you should do that is because God Himself rested fully, fully satisfied from His creation work, and God Himself was the one who delivered you out of slavery from Egypt. Right? Diba ang ganda? Pero ngayon, let me just say with regards to Sabbath, looking back to creation, mapapansin natin walang suggestion in Genesis that God imposed Sabbath observance on Adam. Walang commandment, di ba? Naalala nyo, yung sa Genesis chapter 2, minention lang ng Diyos that He blessed that seventh day. But God did not impose observance of the Sabbath on Adam. Kasi, in fact, he did not, and he could not have given this commandment because Adam was less than a day old. Tama? So, he had no works to rest from. Diba? Naisip ko lang po, kung hindi nagkasala si Adam sa garden, and sinunod niya lang niya ang Panginoon Diyos, his life was a perpetual Sabbath rest. Living in the garden, enjoying the refreshing presence of God with a daily existence that was free from any kind of exhausting labor. Again, sabi natin, ang work sa nung panahon na yon ay would have been siguro napakadali lang, ang bilis ng resulta ng pagpapagal mo. Right? And so, the Sabbath was a gracious gift to the Old Testament Israelites that enabled them to experience one day each week a small taste of what life in Eden was supposed to be. Ang galing, di ba? So keep this in mind. The Sabbath was supposed to be a sample of what humanity forfeited in Eden. But let me also point out that the Sabbath that we are talking about here is a sign for the Israelites, not for anyone else. Ito'y tanda para sa Israelites. The Sabbath observance had a unique significance to the nation Israel. The Sabbath commandment is found here in the Ten Commandments, di ba? For a very particular reason. Bakit? It was the formal sign of the Mosaic Covenant. Pansinin niyo, every divine covenant came with a sign that sealed the covenant. When God made a covenant with Noah, He gave the sign of a rainbow. Tama? Genesis 9. 12 to 13, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. So may sign yung rainbow. When God made a covenant with Abraham, circumcision was a sign. Genesis 17, verse 11, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. It shall be a sign of the covenant between you and me. And so, in precisely the same way, listen, when God made a covenant with the people of Israel through Moses, the Sabbath was a sign of that covenant. Ito yung tanda. Tignan nyo yung Exodus 31. Verse 12, Exodus 31, verse 12. And the Lord said to Moses, you are to speak to the people of Israel and say, above all, you shall keep my Sabbath. Napansin niyo yun? May tinangi siyang isang commandment signifying that this is a sign. For this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I, the Lord, sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath because it is holy for you. Everyone who profanes it shall be put to death. Whoever does any work on it, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day shall be put to death. Therefore, the people of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath throughout their generation as a covenant forever. It is a sign forever between me and the people of Israel that in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day He rested and was refreshed. Notice now that the sign had special significance for the nation Israel. Nothing in Scripture ever suggests that God demanded Seventh-day Sabbath observance from any other nation. So it's a sign between God and Israel. Right? The reason is found, bakit may sign ito? Bakit sabihin nyo, bakit nandito to sa Decalogue? Right? The reason is found in the form of the covenant itself. When covenants were made during their time between kings in the time of Moses, it was common to incorporate a sign into the treaty para ito'y iselyuhan yung covenant. The sign had special significance. If you made a covenant with a particular king, perhaps, kunyari, tapos may stipulation kayo sa treaty nyo or sa kasunduan nyo, if you break any other stipulations of the commandment or the covenant, you could find forgiveness. And the covenant remained intact. But if you abandoned the sign of the covenant, it signified that you had forsaken the whole covenant. And the covenant as a whole was deemed broken. Ganun yung kalagayan nila ng panahon nila. Pag may kasunduan ng dalawang hari, may stipulation doon sa kasunduan. May isa doon sa kasunduan na siya yung parang sign. Sirain mo yung ibang commandment, you can be forgiven at hindi nasira yung, hindi na break yung covenant. But if you break that sign, then the whole covenant is broken. In fact, sa Exodus 34 verse 28, tinawag ang Ten Commandments as the words of the covenant. So may covenant. Right? So, Exodus 31 verse 18. And he gave to Moses, when he had finished speaking with him on Mount Sinai, the two tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone, written with the finger of God. Ano nasa tablets of stone? The Ten Commandments. And those two tablets of stones were the formal covenant document. Right? They represented the whole covenant in shorthand form. And as a written form of the covenant, they had particular significance to national Israel. Para sa Israel ito, with whom the covenant was made. Yes, sinasummarize nito yung moral law ng Panginoon Diyos para sa lahat ng tao, but as a written record of the covenant, they had special significance for Israel, sa Israel lang. And the covenant sign was therefore prominently featured in this document that represented the whole document. The fourth commandment, the Sabbath commandment, was the sign of the covenant. Now, other more specific laws pertaining to the Sabbath spelled out precisely that this is for Israel and how they ought to be observing this covenant sign. Right? For example, alam niyo ba na may offering sa Sabbath? Jewish Sabbath observance required special offering. Numbers 28, 9-10. On the Sabbath day, two male lambs, a year old without blemish, and 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering mixed with oil and its drink offering. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. So, clearly, ito ay ceremonial in nature. And yung mga nagsasabi na dapat nating sundin, stricto ang Sabbath, and you don't see them doing this. Other specific laws forbid the Israelites to travel, to kindle fire, bake bread, or boil water. Hindi sila pwedeng mag-ipon ng sticks. Hindi sila pwedeng gumawa ng household work. Right? Or do any work of any kind. Because those were all symbolic ordinances that signify their separation from the world unto the Lord, right? Pero yung restrictions na yon pertain to covenant Israel only. And they were never enforced by God on any other people, either before Moses or after the appearance of Christ. They were ceremonial in nature. And the proof that this is ceremonial is found in God's own words through the prophet Isaiah. When God tells Israel that he despises their Sabbath keeping, Isaiah 1:13, bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Hosea 2:11. God says this, I will cause all her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons, and her Sabbaths, and all her solemn feasts. Those Sabbath restrictions were merely ceremonials, And the hypocrisy of the Israelites have made the Sabbath observance an abomination to God. So the Old Testament Sabbath restrictions were a very clear part of the ceremonial law. Right? Kaya po, wala tayong makita sa New Testament that Christians were commanded to observe the Sabbath or obey any of the Old Testament restrictions related to the Sabbath. In fact, ganito po. Nung nag-meet ang Jerusalem Council sa Acts 15, and they were trying to consider anong aspect ng law would pertain to the Gentiles who are now believers, walang na-mention about the Sabbath. That would be remarkable if any ceremonial observance of the Sabbath was supposed to be required of Christians. Diba? Dapat makita natin yun kung kailangan natin gawin yun. Furthermore, nowhere in the New Testament are we ever warned that any breach of the Sabbath was a sin. Wala tayong makita sa New Testament na pag sinuway mo ang Sabbath, kasalanan yun. Right? And nowhere are we ever commanded to observe a certain day. In fact, sa Romans 14, di ba, si Pablo, sinabi niya yung, as he was encouraging the Roman believers, he portrayed the weaker brother as the person who observes holy days, and the stronger brother is the one who esteems every day alike. Yung mga hindi pa masyadong mature, meron siyang ini-esteem na isang day. Pero yung mas mature na, no, he esteems every day alike. Paul regarded it as a matter of utter indifference whether we observed any holidays or not. Diba? In Colossians 2, si Pablo, tinuruan niya ang mga Kristiyano sa Colosse to not judge a man. Diba? Or let no man judge us in the matter of Sabbath observance. So walang ceremonial restrictions against Sabbath activities sa mga Kristiyano. Like those that are binding on an Old Testament Israelites. Right? And so with regards to the Sabbath, looking back to redemption of Israel from slavery from Egypt, there's also a pointing forward aspect for it. And this is a major point according to the writer of Hebrews. Hebrews 4, verse 4 to 5. For he has somewhere spoken of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again in this passage, he said, they shall not enter my rest. Napansin niyo yung point na ginagawa ng writer ng Hebrews? The Sabbath pointed backward to creation and the example of God's rest. But it also looked forward to a future rest, which the people had not yet entered into. Verse 6 ng Hebrews 4. Since therefore it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news failed to enter because of disobedience. Ano ngayong klaseng rest kaya? Ang hindi pa napapasok, ang hindi pa na-experience ng mga taong dahil sa kanilang unbelief or sa kanilang disobedience. This is the rest of redemption. Right? At yung writer ng Hebrews ay ginagamit yung napaka-familiar na typology here, yung types. The writer of Hebrews was quoting Psalm 95 verse 11, which recounts how God forbid an entire rebellious generation. Naalala niyo yon? Na pinagbawalan silang pumasok sa promised land dahil sa kanilang rebellious deeds. And so, yung Kanaan, the promised land, was a picture of paradise. Diba? Ito ang consummation, ito yung pagtatapos ng pagtanggal sa kanilang Diyos sa Egypt, ito yung promised land, yung Kanaan. And so the writer of Hebrews applies Psalm 95 ganito paraan. Ito yung nagpapakita na ang Kanaan, ang ultimate redemption. Right? But he sees something more than the Israelite entering Canaan, literally. But he says there's another rest, a greater rest, an eternal heavenly rest to come. And that is what the Sabbath pictures. Again, I know this is a lot, but I want you to have a good grasp of Sabbath according to Scripture. Sabbath, according to Hebrews chapter 4, points to something greater than the Sabbath na consummation ng Israelite. Niligtas sila sa Egypto, papunta sa Kanaan, pero sabing ganon, though that is the promised land, it's pointing to a better, greater rest. Tinan nyo ulit yung Hebrews 4, verse 7. Again, he appoints a certain day, today, saying through David, so long afterward, in the words already quoted, if you hear his voice, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. That is the quotation that we would see from Psalm 95, verse 7 to 8. For he, Psalm 95, verse 7, he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. And so the writer of Hebrews points out that David wrote the Psalms many, many years after the time of Joshua, nung papasok na sila sa Promised Land. And when people finally did enter the Promised Land, Canaan, sabi ni David, no, we're talking about still a future rest. Hebrews 4, 8 to 9. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. So again, Sabbath, according to Hebrews, na tinitinan natin, as we look at other passages that points to the Sabbath observance, Sabbath sa nasyong Israel, sa kanila is the consummation of them being from rescued from Egypt papunta sa Promised Land, sa Kanaan. Pero kahit nakapasok na sila doon sa Promised Land, sabi ng writer ng Hebrews, there is still a Sabbath rest that is reserved for the people of God. Verse 10, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his work, as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. So yung ginagamit na symbolism, yung tawag dito, typology ng Sabbath, is a lesson about redemption and how one enters into it. Redemption is not obtained by working, but by entering into the Lord's rest through faith. Now, I know we cannot exhaust everything about Sabbath according to Scripture. But what we can say is that Sabbath was a blessing. Sabbath was grace given to Israel. It was to remember the satisfied rest of God in creating. It also points to the deliverance of Israel from Egypt. It's a blessing for them. They need to keep it holy, an observance, parang a refreshing time with the Lord. It involves the whole household, right? It points back to creation. It points to their redemption from Israel, but it points forward to a greater rest. Hindi pa nila natanggap. It points to a greater Sabbath. Now, yung mga legalist na Jewish leaders turned the Sabbath into strict observance of man-made rules. Dinagdagan nila yung mga rules eh. It was originally meant for rest and pure refreshment from the Lord. So yung rest, ginawa nilang more work. Bawal to, bawal to, bawal to. Right? Diba, nabasa natin kayo sa Isaiah 1:13, nagagalit ang Diyos sa kanila, sa kanilang maling pag-observe ng Sabbath. Isaiah 58:13, na makita natin ang panawagan ng Diyos sa Israel to call the Sabbath a delight, to seek pleasure in what pleases God, to delight themselves in the Lord. Right? So now, we've seen, I know it. We took longer there, but we've seen yung ano ang Sabbath commandment. How does the Bible explain it? And we've seen it, not exhaustively because there are still a lot of passages regarding Sabbath. Nakita natin, it's a sign for the Israelites as well. Paano ngayon in-interpret ni Kristo ang Sabbath? Napansin natin, mga kapatid, all throughout the gospel that Jesus was so angered by the corruption of the Sabbath by the Pharisees. Ang dami nilang pinatong-patong at niligay na mga man-made rules sa Sabbath na dapat sana ay rest, pero mas rigid tuloy. Mas naging parang punishment tuloy sa kanila. They were trying to save themselves by doing more work when in fact the Sabbath was for rest. Right? It was never supposed to be a rigid observance of man-made laws. It was supposed to be refreshing rest from labor, signifying the way of salvation. Sa Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, we read verse 23. One Sabbath, so isang Sabbath daw, he was going through, he, Jesus Christ, going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And the Pharisees were saying to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on a Sabbath?" Nakakatawa, hindi pala nakakatawa. Nakakatawa ito mga Pharisees, no? Bigla na sumusulpot. Telling us, nagbabantay talaga sila. They are very strict. They are very hypocritical. For example, ganito. Sa EDSA, hindi ko alam kung gaano ano yung speed limit eh. Let's say may speed limit na 90 kilometers, 80 kilometers per hour sa EDSA. The Pharisees, kung may Pharisee na pupunta sa EDSA, mag-drive, ang gagawin nila, they would drive 70 kilometers per hour. Ano, sa mga nag-drive sa atin, di ba nakakainis yun? Nakakainis yung ano eh, mabagal, yung way below the speed limit. The Pharisees would do that para sila'y mag-iwas o umiwas na mag-go beyond the limit. Pero mas nakakainis pa sa kanila, ganito. Hindi lang nila binabagalan o intentional na binabagalan para hindi lumampas sa speed limit. Kasi pag sinabi 90 km per hour, hanggang 90 dapat. Right? Sila 70 or 80. Bukod doon, galit pa sila sa iba. Bakit kayo 90? Eh, 90 ang speed limit eh. So, hypocritical ito mga Pharisees. Sabi nga sa kwento, bakit pinabayaan yung mga disciples mong gawin ito mga to? And he, Jesus Christ, said to them, have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry? He and those who were with him. And how he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar, the high priest, and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priests to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him. So, binalikan ni Kristo yung panahon na si David pumunta sa templo, 1 Samuel 21, at siya'y gutom, walang mai-offer yung mga priests sa kanya, kundi yung set apart na bread na para dapat lamang sa mga pare. Pero ang punto rin ni Kristo is this, Sabbath is not, should take a back seat if it involves doing good works, doing serving other people. Right? Tapos sabi nga ni Kristo, verse 27, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. He is Lord of the Sabbath because He is the Lord of redemption. Right? In fact, sa chapter 3 ng Mark, you would see na on a Sabbath, may isang mama na may sakit. Nagtanong si Kristo, wala ba tayong gagawin? Tahimik, nagalit si Kristo eh. So they would rather not do anything to serve other people for them to observe Sabbath. And that's not the point of Sabbath. Right? And so, we saw, not exhaustively, ano sinasabi ng Biblia tungkol sa Sabbath? We saw how God, Jesus Christ interpreted Sabbath. It's not made for man, but it was, man was not made for Sabbath, but Sabbath was made for man. Sabbath should not, by any means, cripple us from doing God's work, from serving other people. Right? And so, ano ibig sabihin sa atin ito ngayon? I hope we could be more extensive in this study. Maybe next time we'll be looking at this more. What do we see here? How does this apply to Christians now? Again, nothing in Scripture ever refers to Sunday as a Sabbath, right? In fact, all throughout the book of Acts, the seventh day was still referred to as a Sabbath. And so, the church then just opted to worship together, gather together on the first day of the week, signify and to look and commemorate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Right? Pero I want you to see the moral principle underlying the commandment. 6 days you shall labor and a day you shall rest. We Christians ought to work hard when it's time to work. Rest in the Lord when it's time to rest. Right? The reason for Sabbath is a moral principle for the Christians. A full day each week devoted to the Lord. To some of us, it's a Sunday. To some of us, we reserve the Lord's Day as worship with everyone else. Pero maybe some of you would set aside a day as your Sabbath unto the Lord. A day of refreshing. Fellowship with the Lord, right? Now, nakakalungkot lang isipin that some people don't find worship as refreshing. It is in worship that we are to find our primary refreshment, right? Not in amusements, sports. Don't get me wrong, I love doing that as well. But that is not the priority. That is not the first thing that we should be turning ourselves to for refreshing our soul. The Lord should have that priority, and not just on a Sunday, but every day of our lives. We need the spiritual refreshment of communion and fellowship with Him more than we need refreshing times doing other recreations. We need to rest in the Lord, worship Him, and have fellowship with Him. We worship with other people on Sundays, but we need to have a specific time alone with God, with your household perhaps, right? Because if you don't see worship and devotion to the Lord as more restful than any earthly form of entertainment, then you have the wrong idea of worship. Why do I say this? There are those of us, and I say us, who would skip church and say, I need time to rest. If you're not coming to church with the idea of refreshing your soul and energizing your spirit, then you're coming to church with the wrong mind, with the wrong mindset. Psalm 37 verse 7 says, rest in the Lord. Matthew 11, 28 to 29, Jesus said, come unto me, all you who you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. That is the best rest of all. Paano natin dapat i-observe ang Sabbath bilang believers? Yes, we find joy in worshiping with other people, with other believers, and that should be rest for you. That should be refreshing time for us. But do not also neglect, kung kaya naman natin magkaroon ng isang specific time that we would be alone with God, right? Because that is the best rest of all, to worship, to fellowship with God. That is what the Sabbath speaks of. And so I urge you to seek your ultimate rest, find it in the finished work of Christ. It is a complete rest from all our labors at yung nakakapagod na battle with sin and from all the trials of this life. Diba? Yun yung true Sabbath. Relationship, dependence, obedience in the finished work of Jesus Christ. We saw what the Bible says about the Sabbath commandment, and we spent more time there. And that is for us to build up in the argument that the legalistic Jews added to the Sabbath commandment, Sabbath blessing, man-made traditions, man-made rules that actually overruled, that actually contradicted the means for the Sabbath, that is to have rest. We saw how Jesus was frustrated. In fact, frustrated is an understatement, that Jesus was mad, that Jesus was angry with the misunderstanding of the Sabbath rest by His people. And now, we also see, pertaining to the believer, worship with other believers should be refreshing. That's the rest. And having a time with God alone is rest. And ultimately, it points to being saved. Kasi mga kapatid, in this pandemic, wherein it's so tiring, yes, we need rest, but you know what? That rest can be found only in one person, in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ. And if you're listening today and you're weary from all the labor. You're trying to save yourself from doing all the ceremonies and rituals. Friend, you cannot. That's very tiring. Rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Then and only then can you say that you have found rest, that you have found the blessing of Sabbath. And to those of us who have been enjoying this rest, be intentional in fighting for that time of refreshing fellowship and worship with the Lord, right? Remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. For 6 days you will labor, and one day you will rest. The rest is found in Jesus Christ. Manalangin tayo. Lord, we have covered a lot of ground, and this could have been very intellectually tiring. And we thank you, Lord, that bottom line is this. True rest can be found in you. The Sabbath points to you, because you are the Sabbath. You are the Lord of Sabbath, because you are the Lord of our salvation. And so we thank you, Lord, for teaching us today. We pray that this made sense. And kung ano man po yung na-miss ko, I pray that you would just bless the listeners with the diligence to look at your word, to study more. But I pray, Lord, that this was enough for us to appreciate the rest that can be found in you, how it developed, how it progressed, Panginoon, from the time that you have given Israel this Sabbath commandment to enjoy you, the creator and the deliverer, how the legalistic Israel corrupted this, how you, Lord Jesus Christ, meant for this rest to be a time to worship you and to serve others, and how this means to us and for us, the church, that rest is found in worshiping you, worshiping with others, and that rest is found in surrendering to you ultimately. So we thank you again, Lord, for teaching us. We pray that you would bring us back next week as we start looking at the fifth commandment. Salamat na marami sa pangalan mo, Jesus. Amen. Salamat sa pagsamay sa akin. I thank you for bearing with me. And this is a hard study, but I enjoyed it. We could have said more, but I think that would be enough for us to have a good grasp of the fourth commandment. Salamat po muli sa inyo. Enjoy the rest of the remaining hours of the day. God bless you.